Biggest misconception, selfish, that it's a selfish thing. I think that's a, you know, it's a fairly common understanding. One, that it's selfish, and one, that it's easy. You know, that oh, you're just taking the easy way. you know, if you really wanted to be enlightened, you know, should, why don't you do it more in a more challenging way? Be the bodhisattva that does this and does that and does everything. So, well, maybe not. So, I mean, that's a certain misconception. But I think the biggest one around it, that it's selfish. Only concerned with ourselves. And, you know, and that was part of what I was talking with earlier. How much, in order to, like, for somebody who is really selfish, they can't live here. You couldn't live here if you were selfish. Because it's just too uncomfortable and unpleasant. You know, you're the expectation and the reality of having to share and give and be a part of something would be too uncomfortable. So, and that's really interesting. When I remember there's a very famous teacher in Thailand, Ajahn Buddhadasa, and he's not so well known in the West. Great scholar, great meditator, huge impact in Thailand, and he had an incredibly organized mind, so that he would take a theme and teach on that theme every week, like months. Years sometimes. He did years. He took just dependent origination. He taught every week dependent origination, like years, 3 years, 4 years. Just, and it was just coming at it from all different angles. Then for some reason, it'd change and be some other theme. And so anyway, I went to pay respects to him shortly before he passed away. I mean, like a year or so before he passed away. He passed away in his early 80s. So he was getting older. I knew he was getting older. I wanted to go pay respects. And I asked him, said, you know, you tend to teach around certain themes, and I'm just wondering, as it's getting toward the end of your life now, what theme are you emphasizing? And he said, ah, now I'm so old. He said, I don't have time to teach too much. He said, I just keep telling people, don't be selfish. That's really sweet. And it really is the kind of the heart of kind of any religious practice, any spiritual practice.